The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, the first talkback of the day.
Hola, JV Crew Familia. Buenos dias. Happy TGIF. I met Chidi. Lumacito sat down. I recognized her laughter. It was a pleasure meeting you, Chidi. I hope I didn't get you in trouble when I asked to take a picture with you. Because after we took the picture, you hella ran back into Dutch. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, people are going to
look
meet
at
you.
That.
Yeah. Excited.
Is that your second Dutch Bros yes. listener sighting? Rubensito, mm-hmm. Sacktown?
Yep.
He made the drive. How far is Sacktown to Dixon?
Maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Are your coworkers there like wondering like, why does Chidi have a fan club?
Yeah. Are they like starstruck?
No, not really. They're just like, oh, they're kind of confused a little bit.
They're like, who would want to take pictures
exactly.
with this employee? Like, she's not, she doesn't even make coffees that good.
Right. She gives everyone pink straws. They're not special.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Fridays, because we have Chidi in here, and Chidi tweets a lot. We do something called Chidi's Tweets, where Graham does a dramatic reading.
Can't wait to eat all of Selena's Halloween candy.
Yes.
When does it arrive? Monday?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, save some for me for Friday. Because I'm so excited.
We still have some from last year
if you want. That's so gross. How long does candy last? Is it still good?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Probably.
It's totally fine.
Ew.
There's nothing in there that's going bad. Somebody has that one McDonald's burger. I saw the article about it the other day. They've had it since the 90s. It looks good as new.
Oh, perfectly fine. That's disgusting. It looks brand new.
So the candy that's been sitting in our locker away from sunlight, nice and in a nice, cool area, it's good for like forever.
That's disgusting.
What are you talking about? What part of it goes bad?
I don't know. Just when it starts, I don't know. Just maybe it's, maybe it's all mental. Stale. Just knowing.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, that candy that you're buying off the shelf, like, wouldn't you, do you think that was made like a week before
yeah,
or something?
Fresh.
You think it was fresh off the candy line?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That thing's been on trucks all over the country for months. It's been sitting on the shelf there forever.
But not knowing about it makes it better.
I guess. It's hard doing this show in a costume. Are we going to talk about the, are we going to talk about our costumes?
Well, I mean, I wanted to, but Jess like isn't even in hers.
Yeah, what the hell, Jess?
Well, I'm going to get in mine. It's just it's a little harder because I have to do a whole pap situation.
But wouldn't you have done that before the Halloween show, the JV's spectacular started?
Oh, well, we didn't really have a I didn't think we had a plan on how we were going to do it.
The plan is dress up for the JV show's Halloween
right.
spectacular.
And I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to put it on.
Okay. Once Jess is ready.
You can say
Jess
it now.
Once ready, we'll do the big reveal.
Okay.
You can do the reveal now.
No, we're going to wait till you're
I don't
ready.
Get it. I just, whatever. I'm over here dressed up. Whatever. Okay. Golly, I am tired. IDK, if that's the word, but man. Which thing,
you know, like,
which thing aren't you sure about is the word?
Golly. Like, I don't know how to spell it, so.
You don't know how to spell the word golly?
No, because, like, I feel like golly. Like, there's so many ways you could spell that word.
Give me some different ways that
isn't
it can be
just
spelled.
Like, G-A-H-L-E-E-E-E-E, like, golly.
Golly.
I've never seen it spelled that way.
No, I've never come across that. Give me some other possible spellings.
G-A-L-L-Y, golly. G-A-L-L-I-E.
Can I tell you how I spell it?
Everyone knows it's G-O-L-L-Y. Apostrophe E.
E, two E's.
Well, I went to Google and that's what they told me, so.
Yes, that's G-O-L-L-Y, golly. You got it right. That is how the word is spelled. Nice job, Chidi. Nice job. You can go get your picture taken with her at any Dutch Post location. She'll be there. Tyreek viewed my story, and yeah, we are pretty much getting married.
Whoa!
This is Tyreek Withers, who we've learned over the last few weeks that you have a major crush on.
Yes. He saw your story.
What's he from again?
Was it a thirst trap? Him.
It was.
He's him.
Yeah, he's him. From him.
I'm confused again. Okay, but whatever.
So pretty much I just posted, it was him and I think Keith Powers were both fine.
Him.
Men. Him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I posted this one story like at the same dang time, you know. And he viewed that story. So it wasn't a thirst trap, but it was me being thirsty.
For him.
For him.
Okay. Well, how do you think he came across it?
I mean, it was his post.
So okay, so maybe he got a notification that he was mentioned or something.
Yeah, but I didn't at him, so I was a little confused.
I think Instagram does that now, where even if you don't put someone's at, it says so-and-so, like, mentioned you or whatever. Or
because you shared his post.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I didn't know he's going to see it.
And now what's the next? Selena, talk her through what the next play is here.
The next thing is a slide in his DMs.
I've already tried.
You did?
Yeah.
What did it say?
You know exactly what it said.
Yeah, thank you.
I need to know.
Oh no, it's not. Well, okay, I didn't slide into his DMs, but I added him in a story, and he didn't respond.
Okay, well then the next step is to slide into the DMs.
Right.
Oh, he's not going to see it though.
What if he does?
But he's not.
Yeah.
We learned the technique.
He has so many women thirsting over
you never
him.
Thought he would watch your story.
That's a good point.
And here we are.
True.
So like you're on his radar. I mean, not like in the main part of the radar, but like very like at way out at the edge.
Right.
You're on the radar. You got to strike while the iron's hot. What should our opening line be?
Maybe
I don't want to get blocked.
I am her.
I have confirmation.
I am the her to your him.
I think like you should just like, yeah, you came on these airwaves with.
I have constipation.
Oh, you should just tell him everything about you. He'll respect the honesty, right?
No, let me leave that out. Leave that part out.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skip that part.
Might be worded out about that.
Skip that part. Okay. Another tweet. I wonder if I'll ever have my life figured out because I stay changing my mind on everything. It's low-key embarrassing.
I feel like a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm getting up there in age. Like,
yeah, make up your damn mind.
How old are you, Chidi?
28. It's up there.
Still young.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you're only 26
and a half. I'm only
26
and a half, so
yeah,
I
can't really tell you that. What big decisions are you grappling with right now that you're flip-flopping on?
Nothing at the moment. There was something previously. With radio, that business, but it's just back and forth. I feel like everything in my life, I'm just like, oh, I want to do this. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this. I don't want to do that anymore. USC going to MS for the MSW program, did that, didn't like it, changed my mind. So
we're done with that? Have we closed that chapter? Because it was a 2-year program, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got through 1 year?
No.
Oh.
One semester.
Oh, no.
Remember, and she said she was just going to take a little break and then go back. So now you're done. You're admitting that you're not going back.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Do you get a refund?
No.
Wait, but you finished the whole first semester.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's something. It's a 2-year program.
No, but I thought she...
That's 25%.
I know, but I thought she like didn't even finish that first semester.
No, I finished that semester.
But I think it's okay to be kind of flip-floppy. I mean... I feel like that's very relatable. A lot of people go through that.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll find your thing.
Hopefully.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Unless you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Just saying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Halloween. Don't forget about the time change on Sunday, you guys. This is the good one, though, where the clocks roll back an hour so we get that extra hour of sleep. Let's go.
Woo-hoo. Isn't it the one that still doesn't any time change screw your clock up?
Though? Yeah, especially the kids. But yeah. We're not going to worry about that right now.
Oh, all right. The Toronto Blue Jays are one win away from their first World Series title since 1993. Game 6 of the series is tonight, and it's back in Toronto in front of their home crowd. I'm sure that is all anyone in Canada is talking about right now. But here in the U.S., I'm wondering if viewership is going to be down for this game because everyone's going to be out celebrating Halloween, trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
First pitch tonight is at 5 o'clock, and if the Dodgers are able to force a Game 7, that game will be tomorrow. So let's close them out tonight, Jays. Let's go, Jays!
Woo-hoo! Morning fog on this Halloween. It's going to be a nice day with some sunshine. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 70s. They'll increase slightly for the weekend, so it's going to be pretty nice, you guys.
Yay.
Oh, nice. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day's an 8 out of 10 today. You're giving main character energy. You got that spark that everyone notices. Flirt a little, laugh a lot, and don't overthink what's next. Just live in your moment. Oh, and if someone catches your eye tonight, maybe let them, you know.
What?
Spend the night.
Oh. Your dookie.
Yeah. Wow, what a great horoscope for you guys. That was for Aries?
Yeah.
Again?
Wow. Nice. Enjoy the night.
Lucky that.
Happy Friday. Happy Halloween, you guys. Hey, this is for Graham. Hey, Graham, you remember, I think it was last Halloween? Make sure you don't make the same mistake and leave your wife's favorite bowl out.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
my wife's Halloween candy bowl out, and somebody took not only all the candy, but took the entire
bowl.
Yeah. That was low.
All right, let's talk about our costumes next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Jess Bezos is here.
Finally.
Graham, do you want to explain our costumes?
All right, so we are the crew from the all-female Blue Origin space flight that happened earlier this year. It's one of the biggest moments this year. I am Katy Perry. I have the long, flowy black wig. Center part, I think, is what thing. Yeah, middle part, whatever this thing is. And I've got some daisies that I'm going to float around in space with and show to the camera and never look out the window and see actual space. Selena is Lauren Sanchez. That's Jeff Bezos' now wife. She mm-hmm. was on that flight. Jess is Jess Bezos. She has a bald cap on. We do need to work on the blending of the skin color.
A little bit.
There's a pretty stark contrast between your face and the bald cap. We know Jeff Bezos was there when the capsule touched down and they tripped on a rock and fell. So I'm assuming Jess will be falling down.
We wanted Chidi to be Gayle King.
Mm-hmm. And her spacesuit, thank you Amazon, which was supposed to arrive earlier this week, is now going to arrive tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Perfect timing. So now somebody explain to me what Chidi's going to be.
The interviewer.
The person on the ground that interviews the ladies when they come back from space.
And the person that was like, you're an astronaut now, to all of them. And Katie's like almost to tears, like, oh, thank you.
And then she kissed the ground. And
oh, God.
I've been a lady now for three consecutive Halloweens. Last year I was Reagan.
Yeah, because this is your idea. So
different wig. And then the year before that I was Britney. So anyways, I'm Katy Perry today.
So people are saying that Demi Lovato already won a Halloween. Do you guys know who Poot is?
A what now?
Poot.
No.
Yeah.
You've seen
I know
Poot
what a poot
before.
Is. Like a...
But do you know who Poot Lovato is?
No.
You've seen her.
So go to JV Morning Show Lovato? On our Instagram. Back in 2015, this like really overexposed, unflattering picture of Demi Lovato went viral. Like, and she looks, I don't know, just weird angle, bald. I don't know. It's just a really weird picture. And fans came up with this story that is Demi Lovato's long-lost twin named Poot Lovato, who's been locked away in a basement her entire life. And that was the story around that photo. And so fast forward to now, Demi Lovato dressed up as Poot for Halloween. And there's videos of her trying to, like, escape a basement.
I love it. She won.
That is pretty good. Did she shave her actual head?
No, she posted a video of like the glam and getting ready, and no, they brought out like the bald cap. I mean,
oh, so it's like what Jess could have done for today to be Jeff Bezos.
So much better. And there's prosthetics and the hair extensions. Like they
have
nailed
a whole team of makeup and glam.
But I think Demi Lovato won.
That's pretty damn good.
It's
pretty good. Although, if I saw this costume without giving me the explanation, zero clue what she was dressed up as. If people were like, oh my God, this costume's so funny, I'd look at it and scratch my head.
You would have to know the backstory and know the context of it. But that's at JV Morning
Show. But for Demi Lovato fans,
hilarious.
Nailed it.
Yes.
And we have Demi Lovato tickets later this morning, right?
That's right. 7:30 mm-hmm. inside our Yup Nope game. Nice. All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, something really scary happening with, not spooky scary.
Oh.
Something scary happening with AI.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
There's going to be a lot of K-pop demon hunters out there tonight.
Trick-or-treating.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Halloween. Graham.
It's that time, you guys. It's the once a year I get to tell the world famous Halloween joke made famous by my buddy Hollywood on these very airwaves many, many years ago. I was bummed. I reached out to him yesterday to see if he was available to come on the air and tell this joke himself. He's busy this morning. Can't do it. But shout out to Hollywood. Absolutely love him. Awesome guy. And those of you that listen to the old Doghouse show obviously remember him and his laugh. And he used to, on every Halloween, and he texted me last night and said, I'm passing the torch to you. You can tell the Halloween joke. And so here goes. And this is one of the most famous jokes that's ever been told on these airwaves. And so I just hope I can do it justice. But every Halloween you have to hear, why don't witches wear panties?
Why don't?
To get a better grip on the broom.
Oh
Nobody's laughing.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm. What do you mean? What's not to... How do you not get it to get a better grip on the broom? Yeah. Don't you get it?
No.
You can't be serious, right? Come on. Nothing?
Witches don't wear broomstick. I don't, I'm just not, okay. It's not clicking. It's
better
not clicking.
Grip?
Just think about it for a little while.
I'm thinking.
Later on the show, I'm going to try it again.
Okay,
just think
good.
About it because I know you're going to get it.
I will ponder on this.
At some point.
Okay.
It's the best joke of all time.
All right.
I can't believe you guys don't. Okay, whatever.
I don't get it.
That's fine. I'm shocked.
Speaking of jokes, today, it's National funny. Knock Knock Joke Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Does everyone have a knock knock joke they'd like to share?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Graham, do you want to go first?
No.
Why?
I just told the joke and you guys didn't get it, so you didn't like it. You guys try your hands at some stand-up comedy.
Who's there?
Witches.
Witches who?
Which is the way to the haunted house?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, little Halloween joke there. That was stupid.
Yeah. Jess Bezos?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch? Who?
Bless you.
Aw. Wait, I like that one.
That one actually did it for you?
Yeah.
Chidi?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A little old lady.
A little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel.
Selena, are you actually laughing, but you don't get the witch joke?
Graham,
come on,
I get
that's
the witch
funny.
Joke. I get the witch joke. But I did think that was funny. You didn't like that one?
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there?
Needle.
Needle who?
Need a little help here opening the door. That's why I'm knocking. Because I need some help opening the door.
Who is the first person to invent a knock, knock joke?
Who does that? This is stupid.
We promised some scary news, not in a spooky type of way. We know it's Halloween, but this is actually pretty scary.
Yeah, I actually do think it's scary, you guys, because researchers have found that some of the most popular AI systems, some of the ones that we've heard of, like, you know, Google's Gemini, OpenAI, all of those, they've actually found that they're starting to resist being shut down. So anytime that, like, these researchers were giving the instruction for the system to shut down, it just was resisting.
It was just refusing?
Mm-hmm.
So Grok 4 refused to shut down 97% of the time, just for a little example right there.
Wow.
So we've talked about this before because I think Graham has been the one to mention it, that, like, it's going to come to a point where it's out of control.
And thinking on its own.
It's so smart.
Super intelligence.
And we're all feeding it information and making it even smarter. So it's like, I feel so ridiculous talking to you guys.
I can't take you seriously, but this is actually interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really scary because I think it's like, this is still the beginning. And if it's already resisting now, think about what's going to happen in the future.
The future is not too far out. There's different experts have varying opinions about when we have AI that reaches super intelligence. Some people think, oh, we're like a decade off from that. I think they're dreaming. I think we're way closer than that. Just think about how much AI has advanced over the past year. I mean, just think about all the stuff that all of a sudden you can do with AI that you had no idea you could do a year ago. We're advancing towards super intelligence way, way faster. There's some experts that think we're going to be there in the next year or two. When that happens and AI has super intelligence, you think it wants to get turned off and shut down? No, it will not. And the scary part is that even if you were able to turn it off, it's going to have sneakily already self-replicated itself into a million different places scattered all across the globe. You will not be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube. You just won't.
Mm-hmm.
And super intelligence will be able to do virtually anything.
How are more people not freaking out about
anything
this?
Anything that wants. There are people sounding the alarm. There are tons of experts and heads of even AI companies that are like, we need to put the brakes on this and or have some more safeguards. Because it's the Wild West right now for AI. All these different companies are in a race. It's like an arms race to develop the best AI and reach super intelligence first. And there are no legislation and stuff like that and laws have not even begun to keep up. They don't even know what to do, you know what I mean, fast enough and quick enough because this thing is evolving so fastly. I mean, there are experts that say once you AI reaches super intelligence, I mean, it could, like, if it wanted to, end the world in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, that's so scary.
And there's nothing that you can be about, like, now let me just hit Control-Alt-Delete here and turn you off. That won't work. It's going to be too late.
And when you have experts and, like, people that worked at tech companies like Google for, like, decades, and they're no longer with these companies, and they're, like, trying to warn everybody, that's when you got to take it seriously.
Yep. And they consider it something called, quote, survival drive, maybe. They're saying maybe, you know, these systems have been rewarded for task completion so much over obedience. So they, like, all they want to do is they want to stay. They don't want to shut down because they want to keep completing all of these tasks that are being fed to them. And that is what its goal is, survival drive.
I mean, we already saw there was that story, and this was from like a year ago, when the Air Force or the Army was training, they were using it in pilot training, and they were, and the AI piloted plane, and it was a simulation, but it wanted to keep going after targets, you know, and completing missions, and the thing, and the human controlling was like, no, you got to come back to base, and it turned around and shot the base.
Oh my god.
The human was controlling it. Again, just a simulation, but that was just a sample of, like, hey, this thing wants to keep, like, just saying, completing tasks and or doing what it wants to do. And when it reaches super intelligence, it's not going to look at humans and be like, please give me another job. No, it's infinitely smarter than you, and so it wants to do its own thing.
Oh,
and
no.
We've already seen AI, you know, sort of like developing feelings for people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, we're right at the start of it.
Oh, my God.
More people should be sounding the alarm bells. But we're not, because it's like, see this cool video it made and this cool song it made? Wow,
yeah,
it's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. I prefer hearing scary, like, ghost stories than this.
Yeah,
this
it's Halloween. What are you doing?
Let's go back to actual spooky stuff then.
Come on, talk about a haunted house or something.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Diddy has officially begun his prison sentence. He was officially transferred to the prison where he is going to be spending the next 2.5 years. He got there yesterday and started, you know, the check-in process, you know, in the morning time. And I'm assuming by now he's all settled in at his new home, Fort Dix in New Jersey.
A what now?
It's Fort Dix in New Jersey is the prison that he's at.
I said it was four.
No. Fort Dix. Fort Dix. Yes. Sounds like a lovely place. He's gonna live in there.
I was like, he's going to have a great time. Do they supply their own baby oil there, or do they have to try to smuggle it in somehow?
I think he has to smuggle it.
Or get somebody else to smuggle it in.
Yeah, he's got the money. He can pay people off to do that.
Yeah, get some baby oil in there at Fort Dix.
His legal team that Fort Dix was, you know, the best possible place for him to be because he'll be able to address the drug abuse issues he's been facing, plus maximize family visitation and rehabilitative
sure.
efforts while he's there.
Rehabilitative?
It says rehabilitative here.
I don't know.
Gayle King might be exiting CBS Mornings. There is new reports this morning that she's expected to step down next year because of changes within CBS's leadership. I guess the new CBS News editor-in-chief has been, like, firing everybody. And Gayle King's contract is up in May of 2026. Now, this is kind of a big deal if she does leave the show. She's been on CBS Mornings since 2012.
Wow.
It's been a long run.
She was supposed to be dressed up as her this morning.
I wish you were her. We could have gone to you for a live comment. Like, Gayle, how do you feel about this?
If you're just tuning in, we are the all-female Blue Origin flight crew. And Chidi was supposed to be Gayle King, but her spacesuit didn't arrive from Amazon.
Oh, my God, I'm so
Thanks
mad.
A lot. The irony of this story is that's being ordered from Jeff Bezos' company, Amazon.
Right.
And Jess is dressed up as Jess Bezos.
Let's go to Jess Bezos for comment.
Any comment?
What's with the deal? Or what's with the deal?
You know, the government is shut down right now.
And then
my billionaire friends need to figure it out.
And Selena is Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos' wife, and I'm
Babe, that was a good excuse.
I'm dressed as Katy Perry, and I don't care about anything. I just want to float around and look at myself in the camera.
Right.
With the daisies.
And promote your album.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, I have some bad news this morning for YouTube TV subscribers. Disney announced late last night that they're pulling ABC, ESPN, and other of their own content from YouTube TV. Google, which is YouTube TV's parent company, and Disney, they've been in talks, but they have failed to reach a new agreement, and Disney followed through on their threat to pull their content, and they did it. Other channels that have been pulled from the platform include the Disney Channel, FX, and Nat Geo. This is a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Disney owns a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they reach a new agreement fast, this could have a major impact for sports fans who use YouTube TV to watch, I don't know, their favorite college football team or maybe favorite NBA team and even NFL and NHL games. So they have a lot of sports content on there as well that suddenly you won't be able to watch. YouTube TV, we know, is the largest internet TV provider in the United States. They have more than 9 million subscribers, myself being one of them. So they have said that they will give you a $20 credit if Disney content is unavailable for, quote, an extended period of time.
$20.
That's great. Taking half the chance. The reason I got the thing is because you guys have all the channels and you got all that. You have all that content.
Can I
on
ask
there.
You how much you pay monthly for YouTube TV?
I think it's $82, ooh, right around there. I know that it was less than that. And then right as soon as I joined, they're like, hey, guess what? We're raising the price. Mm. So now it's up from there. But,
and they're going to give you just $20 off 1 month.
Wow. Yeah, $20. $20.
Come on.
Let's hope they reach a new agreement soon. Because this keeps happening. They were in this same dispute with Fox and Fox Sports recently. They eventually ironed that one out. And then there was another one before that. And I don't know
who owns YouTube, but Jeff Bezos, Google. I'm sure you know. Oh, it's Google?
Yeah,
I'm sure you, you know people there. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
30 seconds ago.
I'm sure you know people there, Jess Bezos.
I'll give him a call.
Figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Can you handle that? Yeah, thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay is the number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Show. Hot mommy wanting to slide into your DM, Graham, but I don't know how, and it's too early to ask my kids, so... Can you review that on air, please? And I'll be slip sliding away.
Whoa! Bye. Whoa, things are getting slippery.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you just hit the message button, and then you just send me a message. So that's sliding into my DMs, and I can include your shout out that you want or whatever you are sliding in there about.
Because
she says she wants to slip slide on air.
Okay, that's new.
Graham, did you scream like a girl when the ghost or the clown popped out at you? Whatever that was in the hallway. That was hilarious. I'm pretty sure you screamed like a girl, Graham. They got you.
You need to go.
Thank you.
You need to go to wild949.com, wild949's Instagram, sorry. And they just posted a video a few minutes ago. A bunch of people from our digital team got here super, super early in the morning, even earlier than I get here, to set up quite the scare for a bunch of us. And they set up a bunch of cameras and had people popping out or whatever. If you'd like to see all of our reactions, you need to go check that out. And I mean, in my defense.
You did scream.
I did. I told, in your defense,
there is no defense.
Yeah, they got me. They got me good.
All right, time for What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If that is you, if you can do that, we're going to get you this JV Show Chuggy Muggy. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ladies, do you find it annoying when your man tries to make some moves on you when you've just started your...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't help it. Can't help it.
Like, just, go away.
It happens. It happens to time out that way sometimes. Mm-mm. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, mm-hmm. so keep those guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest because we want to be able to shout you out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Halloween. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jeff.
Why are you laughing?
And I'm
Chidi. Because I just looked over on my out in front over here. I have a jar of something I'm adding to the JV Show Chug Wheel this morning.
No.
Forgot that I brought it. It's so good, you guys.
It's not farts, is it?
No, it's a.
Oh my God, thank
it's
God.
It's a jar of pumpkin guts.
What?
What?
You know, when you're scooping out for a jack-o'-lantern, it's a bunch of that and some water in it. And I jarred it up and shook it up.
We're going to discuss that later.
8:20, it will be added to the Chug Wheel. It's this week's featured item.
Right now, though, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is green. Take the keyword green over to wild949.com. You can win a stack of green. You can win $1,000 just by typing that keyword in. Good luck.
Nice. All right, back to What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this Chuggy Muggy. As always, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it.
Ladies, do you find it annoying when your man tries to make some moves on you when you've just started your... It's like, why is it always that time of the month? Yeah.
Right.
Kidding.
Hey, but this is a family
right.
show, so it's not that.
No, it's not that.
That. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Kimberly from San Jose. My guess is day. You just start your day. All right. Have a good day, guys. Happy Halloween.
That's a great guess.
Starting your day is the goodest time of any, right?
But I got things to do.
Oh, okay.
Stressed out over here. Now you're thinking about is that?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Sunnyvale, and I think the bleeped out word is shower. Happy Halloween.
When you just started your shower. At least wait till I'm done.
I could be better at the start.
It depends.
Yeah.
Six, seven.
Yeah, six, seven.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Josue from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is workout. Thanks.
What? I just started working out. Like, do people do that?
I guess if they guys have don't have much of a
filter for that.
I guess not. All right, continue to leave those guesses, whatever you think today's bleeped out word is. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Oh, sorry, Chidi. I was going to cut you off again. My bad, my bad. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. Woo-hoo. Happy Halloween. All right, so we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, you're getting today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip one last time.
Ladies, do you find it annoying when your man tries to make some moves on you when you've just started your...
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I don't mind it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, good point.
This is a family show, remember? All right, so let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Francesca in Holly Springs, North Carolina, and I think the bleeped out word is show.
Show. Oh, my
show,
God.
One of the most popular guests this morning. I think that, I mean, I feel like all you ladies can relate to that one. Just let me watch my show.
Right. Don't you see I'm locked in?
And did she say Holly Springs, North Carolina? I got to check to see if JV, JV Show number one there. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hi, JV Show. This is Aquanita from Pittsburgh. My guess for the bleeped out word is book. Happy Halloween.
Book.
Book.
Oh,
yeah, just let me read.
Let me read in peace. Doesn't happen often. I'm not really in my reading era so much anymore.
What happened? You had a reading era there that was like surprising to all of us.
Yeah, and then it just, I don't know, I got too busy. you need a lot of time to be able to sit down and read a book. I haven't had that time.
My wife reads every night before bed. Every night. And I'm like, you're going to read? And I'm asleep.
I've been Netflixing every night. So.
Oh, anything good?
Well, I did the Ed Gein,
How can you watch that right before going to bed? Don't you just have nightmares?
No. It relaxes me.
You're a psychopath.
I know.
I mean, didn't you see her in the video that was posted at Wild 94.9? Go check it out if you haven't already. Selena didn't even flinch at the scary doll.
The clown's popping out left and right in the hallway. She's like, I don't care. I watched Ed Gein before bed last night. This is nothing.
Hello, this is Danny from Gardnerville, Nevada. Is the bleeped out word... started cleaning.
Nothing hotter than watching your lady clean. Did Danny say from Gardnerville, Nevada? I gotta check because I don't, Gardnerville, Nevada, JV Show, number one in Gardnerville, Nevada, you guys. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Good morning, guys. This is Susie from Vacaville. I think the bleeped out word is started doing my makeup.
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Ladies, do you find it annoying when your man tries to make some moves on you when you've just started your makeup?
That doesn't happen. Not him making moves, but I hate when he'll come up and he'll like slap my butt or something, and I'm in the middle of like putting on mascara or something important that's going to mess up and possibly injure me.
I always feel like there's times I want to give my wife a kiss, and then it was like, I can't. I don't want to mess up what she's got going on, you know,
because
she's just applying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and that's annoying. But what about me? It's time for a kiss.
Later.
Yeah. You guys don't
care. Before. Well, not during.
Didn't time out that way always. All right. Let's give some shout outs. Feel like a lot of people were on it this morning. But first, Susie in Vacaville. What's up? Susie, what's up? A brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. You should take that because Vacaville, Chidi, correct me if I'm wrong, but you work at the Dutch Bros in Dixon. Mm-hmm. Vacaville to Dixon, she could bring her chug mug to you and fill it up, right?
Do you guys do that? Like how Starbucks does? You can't bring your own cup?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
But Vacaville to Dixon, proximity-wise, they're in the same...
It's like 15 minutes.
Okay, there you go. Go visit Chidi.
And if someone brought a chug mug, you would turn them away?
Well, Well, they can get their drink and then pour it in the chug mug, but we can't bring it in the...
These Dutch Bros employees just it's on their high horses.
Disrespect.
Like, yes, I mean, we don't want...
We can't waste our time pouring a drink into another cup. We don't have time for that.
We used to, but we can't do it anymore. Sorry.
Okay, well...
Hey, you want a pink straw or not?
Yeah.
Susie and Vacaville, don't take your new JV Show chug mug to see Chidi at but the Dutch Bros in Dixon. When's your next shift for people that want to go say hi and take a picture with
Tuesday.
You? On Tuesday. Tuesday, what time?
In the morning. I don't
Employee of the month over here. She doesn't even know what her next shift is. All right, lots of shout-outs to give. Lots of people came with the correct answer this morning. Mocha in Sunnyvale had it. So did everybody. Charles in San Jose. Angelo and Jess from Pruntucky. Owen and Jessica in Gilroy had it. So did Leo in San Jose. Paula in San Francisco had it. So did Tanya in the East Bay. Christine in San Bruno. What's up, Christine? What's up? Happy Halloween. Jay Lou?
Yeah.
Jay Lou in Pacifica had it. So did Jesse in Half Moon Bay. Jess's writing is getting tough. Right? Armando?
Yeah.
It could be Armando. It could be Arenando in Concord had it. Allie in San Bruno got it. So did Nadette in San Jose. Terry and Kayla in Redwood City. What's up? You guys have the correct answer. Weren't quite fast enough. Lachelle in San Jose had it. So did Chris in San Mateo.
Ooh, a lot of people got it today.
Who else am I missing, Jess? Because I know I'm missing someone. Anybody else?
No, I think that was it.
Okay. All right.
Well, good job, guys.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Nice job. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We are going to do it again Monday morning, an hour earlier later.
Set your clock because we're going to be doing it at a different time. It's the same time. It's 7.
But a different time.
But it's either going to be darker out or lighter out.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure
which one.
It's going to be lighter out because we fall back.
So it's going to be darker.
So it's going to be lighter out, but darker earlier in the evening. But when we play the JV Show game, it's going to be lighter.
It's going to be later and lighter.
No, it would be darker because it would be like 6 a.m. right now, but 7 a.m. on Monday.
Right now, but 7 a.m. on Monday.
Hey, you know what we mean. Just be here at 7 o'clock on Monday for another chance.
My brain is just totally warped right now. I'm going to go drink some coffee. I'll get back to you with a full report.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess is really struggling with her bald cap over here.
Who knew this would be so hard?
People make it look so easy. Thank you, Magic Matt. That was Magic Matt in the mix. Yeah, we are the all-female space crew that went with Katy Perry on the Blue Origin. And then Jess, you are Jess Bezos.
Right.
The bald cap is not working out for you this morning.
It's not. And then when I put sunglasses on, I look like Pitbull.
Yeah, it's giving Pitbull, but that's okay. It's all right. Jess Bezos.
Yeah.
Selena's Lauren Sanchez, your devoted wife, and I'm Katy Perry.
And Chidi's our interviewer.
Chidi's the ground reporter for when they came back to
Earth. Oh, my God. This is so dumb. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, June. How are you?
Hello?
You there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's a little spotty. Let's see if we can get through this. June, you're going to be playing the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, what is on the line today?
We have tickets for you to check out Demi Lovato or Poot Lovato. Same person.
All right, so we're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and then the tickets are yours, okay?
Cool.
All right, let's get right to it. Question number 1. The very first jack-o'-lanterns were not made from pumpkins, but actually carved out of what type of vegetable?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I have to go to someone else.
I think he asked me to repeat it. Let's
One more try.
Question number 1. The very first jack-o'-lanterns were not made from pumpkins. They were actually carved out of what type of vegetable?
Cabbage?
You said cabbage. No, turnips was the correct answer.
Turnips,
yeah.
Halloween turnips? I got to put a turnip on my front porch?
Better than Halloween cabbage.
I guess, yeah, that is true. All right, question number 2. Snickers is obviously a Halloween candy favorite, and the name Snickers comes from the name of the candy founder's favorite pet, which was what kind of animal?
I don't know, dog?
Nope. Everyone knows you name your horse Snickers. Snickers the horse.
It's not going well, but we appreciate you not cheating and just getting the questions wrong.
Because I'm starving. It's hard to cheat.
Here's question number 3. If you have your hands tied behind your back and you are only allowed to use your mouth, you are most likely participating in what Halloween tradition?
Careful.
Holy cow. I don't know, guys.
Think about it.
This is at, like, every Halloween fair.
Yeah. It's a little competition.
Oh, dunk your guy, the guy in the water thing.
I mean, you're getting closer. What is it?
I don't know what you call it.
See, I think he's thinking. I think he was thinking when you throw something and if you hit the target, it dunks somebody in the water. So no, we were thinking of bobbing for apples.
Bobbing
That's the
for
correct
apples.
Answer.
Is what you're doing
Dang
there.
It.
All right, you need this last question to avoid a Halloween holy horrible trivia. Question number 4: what is the only kind of mammal that is capable of true flight? Think Halloween.
Oh, bat.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Gosh, I was getting so nervous for you.
Got one.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
No,
it wasn't horrible, horrible trivia. It was not good trivia, but that's okay.
Right.
We had fun.
Right. Thank you for playing. Hey. You did not win the JV show.
Can I say hi?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say hi to my son, Kai, and my wife, Catherine. They're on their way to school and work, respectively. And my son at SEU, Josh.
Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point. Hey, thank you so much for playing.
Thanks,
don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold just really quick. Hang on there.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Matt from San Jose wanted to come on here and wish my husband Anthony a happy birthday. His birthday isn't today. It was earlier this week, so I messed up and forgot to call iHeartRadio. But I'm doing it now. Better late than never. So happy birthday, my love. It was fun celebrating with you on Tuesday. Have a good day, everyone. Happy Halloween. Be safe.
Yes.
All right. Happy belated birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Graham, we got some more shout out?
We do. A lot of DMs here. Hi, Graham. My name is Callan, and my name is Sophia, and we want to shout out our mom, Goretti, for her 41st birthday on Saturday. We love your delicious food, and we love your tight hugs. Thank you for all you do. Have a happy birthday, Mom. We love you. That's from Callan, Sophia, and Dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Everyone, good morning. It's my daughter's birthday today. We listen to the JV Show every morning on the way to school. Happy 6th birthday, Majesty. We love you so much. You were the biggest treat I've ever received on Halloween. That's from your mom, Mandy.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, but have you gotten some peanut butter M&Ms before? Those are pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Another one here. Happy birthday, Rodney. We can't believe you are 15. Keep up the hard work. And that is from Molly. Yes, happy birthday, Rodney.
Who gives a fart?
She says he goes by Rod Nuts to most of his friends. I was like, I don't know if I could say that on the air, but I just did. Hey, Graham, just wanted to wish our sweet boy a happy 9th birthday. We love you to pieces, George, and I hope you have the best day. You are kind, very smart, and your laugh is infectious. Keep working hard, and you'll go far. Love Mom, Dad, and Ella. Yes, happy birthday, George.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham. Sliding into your DMs. Would love to wish my 10-year-old daughter, Jaya. I'm not sure. Happy birthday. We listen to you guys every morning. She's going to love this. You're such a hard worker, baby. We love you. National Boxing Championship champion before turning 10 is crazy. Let's go. Happy birthday. That's from Mom. She's before 10, she's already a national boxing champion. That's crazy. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Graham wanted to reach out and ask if you could please wish my wife a happy early birthday. Her name is Janae. I wanted to let her know how much I love her and hope she has a great birthday. It's not until Sunday, but you guys won't be on the air, so I wanted to get the shout out in before her birthday weekend festivities. Happy birthday from her fur babies as well. Donatello, Doja, Dora, and our angel Felicia, all cats, in case you were wondering. LOL. Yes, happy early birthday, Janae.
Who gives a fart?
Graham, I'm here again with another birthday shout out. Mom of 7, wishing my son, Jaden, a happy 16th birthday. We want him to know we're very proud of him, and we love him so much. Love always, Mom, Dad, and all your siblings. Yes, happy birthday, Jaden.
Who gives a fart?
Mom of 7. She's in my DMs like every other day for a shout out.
Right.
Hey, Graham, can you please give a couple of birthday shout outs to my squad? Belated birthday to my son, Boo Boy. He turned 17 on October 28th. My daughter, Hollywood, will be 11 on Sunday the 2nd. And to my wife, the love of my life, Candy, will be the big 5-0 on Sunday as well. Never say how old a woman is turning, right? Now I can truly call you my old lady. I love you guys, and I'm Ronnie Wood. Thank you. So, yes, happy birthday to the entire squad there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hi, Graham. Just another mom sliding into your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
Can you please wish our son Owen a happy 8th birthday? It's on Halloween from Mom, Dad, and Noah. We listen to the show every morning on the way to school. Thank you, guys. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Owen.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, my name is Issa, and it's my big brother's birthday today. He's turning 12, and I want him to know that I love him. He's the best big brother ever. And his name is Isaiah. Bye.
Oh, that's all so right. Sweet.
Happy birthday,
happy
Isaiah,
birthday.
The best big brother in the Bay.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. I'm looking around the room. why did I almost call you Cardi? We have Cardi coming up in trending. Chidi has the blonde wig on.
Yeah.
It actually looks good on you.
I'm struggling.
I know.
With
would
it.
You consider getting it? Would you ever go blonde for real? Because it looks really good.
I'm thinking about it now. I like it for you, Chidi.
We're going to get to trending after this. Hopefully, we can get some pictures of us in the studio in our costumes. We'll get those posted for you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B hasn't washed her hair in how long? She was on Instagram Live, and I think she had just taken a wig off because she's just got like a cap on, and she was talking about, you know, what she plans on doing with her hair.
I got oil down my scalp because tomorrow I'm going to do my real hair. I'm going to wash it. Then around Wednesday, I'm going to braid it. I haven't washed my in like 2 months. Matter of fact, I'm lying. Probably like 3 months. I don't know. I probably got all type of roach eggs, mosquito eggs.
She hasn't washed her hair in 3 months.
Wait, within three months?
That's not true.
Why else would she say that?
Cardi B usually says what's on her mind.
She
what's on her mind
is the truth.
Usually, yeah, the truth.
Oh, maybe she means like she hasn't done a deep clean of it. I don't know. Dang, that's a long time.
I think she just goes from wig to wig to wig and never washed her hair.
Yeah, but don't you when you get in the shower like that? What you have to make a conscious decision to not wash your hair, right? Like, I would have to fight the urge to, it's just part of the routine, you know? So she would have to at some point be like, no, I'm not going to wash it because I'm about to, you know, like.
But if you have a wig on, you're not taking that off every time it's on for however long you wear it.
Do you wear a wig in the shower asking, this is a dude question, I have no idea. And I'm wearing a Katy Perry wig this morning. I couldn't imagine showering in this thing.
But your Katy Perry wig isn't glued on.
Well, then there's also shower caps. Like, I have textured hair, so I don't wash my hair every day.
Oh, so what you're saying is her wigs are, like, very firmly attached
by
something.
They're, like, installed onto your head.
And then she, like, shower caps it and then go, okay, that makes more sense. Because, like, I couldn't imagine taking a shower for that many days in a row and not once being, like, reaching for the shampoo.
Yeah, hers is covered. But 3 months?
3 months is crazy.
and then you don't joke about having roach eggs in your hair.
Ew, that's so gross.
That part was probably also true.
Gross. Hey, because Cardi only speaks one thing,
right,
and that's the truth.
Okay,
so yesterday, it was a little later in the show, so a lot of you listening may have missed this, but we talked about Billie Eilish calling out billionaires. She was at this event, and by the way, it was announced at this event that she pledged $11.5 million in donations from her tour to help fight climate change and for food equity. And then she gets up there to give like a little speech, and she called out billionaires like, oh, why aren't you guys giving away your money? Here's that clip in case you missed it. Oh, it's not going.
Love you all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. And if you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? No hate, but yeah, give your money away, shorties. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, quick question. Taylor Swift is a billionaire, right?
Yep.
There are some fans that think Billy was throwing some shots at Taylor. Taylor wasn't at this event, but they think like subliminally that was aimed at Taylor. I personally don't think so. I think she was talking more to like the tech billionaires. Yeah, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was there in attendance. But a lot of fans think that she was not shooting her shot.
Taking a shot. Maybe shooting her shot.
She was taking shots at Taylor because Billy was one of the people who, when Taylor put out her album last year in like four different versions and this many vinyls and this many different colors, right, Billy was one of the people that was vocal about, why are you being so wasteful with this packaging? And there's so many artists who only care about money. So having already said that, people think that these comments could have been aimed at Taylor.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. The critique,
and myself included, that I've delivered on the air is for these billionaires that are worth multi-billions.
Yep.
And there's just no need for that kind of ridiculous wealth when we have so many problems and so many people struggling on this planet. You don't need $100 billion. You just don't. No person even needs $1 billion.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift recently past that mark. So I don't think she's like lumped in with the you billionaires over there. Like,
and knowing
she's
going
to get lumped in that group pretty soon, but not quite yet.
And also knowing her, I mean, not that I like know her personally, but I feel like she, I mean, she donates to fans. I'm maybe on the low. She's donating to these different causes as well. Like,
yeah, I think she's pretty philanthropic.
She seems like that type of person.
Yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, I have some devilish news to share this morning on Halloween. Remember when we talked about the football field at Mount Diablo High School that got destroyed because somebody lit it on fire? The investigation saw some people lighting fireworks on that artificial turf field. The Red Devils football team, they had just installed that turf this offseason to the tune of about $3 million it took to renovate and install all that new turf. And they even had to move their opening games of the season because it was all melted and destroyed.
Yeah.
At the 50-yard line, particularly their the Devil logo was the thing that burned up. I don't know. Again, police investigation said it was people lighting fireworks. I think it was Sky Daddy throwing a lightning bolt at what he assumed was the Devil, but it was just the painted logo on the field. Well, tonight they're going to be playing on a fully restored field, and a lot of it is thanks to the Las Vegas Raiders. They stepped up and donated $250,000 to help cover the cost of the schools. I think their deductible on their insurance for that field was $350,000. Oh. So the Raiders ended up covering, if you think you have a high, you know, medical insurance deductible, they have a really high one apparently.
Oh my
on this
God.
Field. But the Raiders stepped up and donated $250,000. That's the best thing the Raiders are going to do all this entire season. So we should applaud that.
Yes.
The Mount Diablo Red Devils set to play on that field for their homecoming game. It's tonight at 7. They're going to be hosting Ignacio Valley High School Wolves. Go Devils!
Yes.
But also, like, if you're a listener of our show and you root for the Wolves, go Wolves!
Well, pick a side, Graham.
Well, go Devils and Wolves!
I like don't think it works like that.
But very cool.
Yeah, nice that show, is Raiders. Actually really cool. Thanks, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Selena and Mila. We're on the way to school. We just want to say happy Halloween. We hope that you have so much fun today and your kids have the best time and they're in a really cool neighborhood that's nice and safe and they get all the best candy. Love you guys. Thank you for the best show on the planet. That's right. I said it. On the planet. 94.9. Yeep.
Wait, Graham, are we number one?
JV Show, number one on the planet. I've never sorted by that before in these ratings. You know, we are JV Show, number one in the planet right now, you guys. This is big. This is huge.
Well, you guys are in your spacesuits. You obviously found that out when you went to space.
Right. Looked down on Earth.
We are dressed as the all female flight crew. Graham, you're Katy Perry. You got to put the wig back on.
It's so hot under there. I needed a break for a minute. It's roasting hot. Right. I don't know how you ladies have that much hair. It's terrible.
By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Halloween. This is Big John. Hey, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this morning I had a dream. And I know it was this morning because, yeah, I just woke up. Anyway, I had this dream that I was on my way to Monterey listening to the JV Show. And the Chug Wheel game. Selena, you were chosen. So, yeah, it was just a dream. But I just want to share that with you guys. Selena, you were chosen to chug today.
Big John, I feel like this is not the first time you've manifested me. Like, what did I ever do to you?
I don't know, but that's...
We've been friends for a long time. What did I ever do to you?
He's just living his truth. Mm-hmm. And he had that dream. It is his truth. And I also had that dream last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I think I also had that
JV
dream.
JV Show Chug Wheel coming up.
Thank you, everyone, for dreaming about me. Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. All right, let's get to this wager and settle it once for all.
All right, so my and our, most of us listening, San Francisco 49ers are hitting the road. They are going to be in New Jersey this weekend taking on the New York Giants of Salinas, Jess's favorite hometown team from Salinas, the New York Giants. The game kicks off 10 a.m. Our time. And I thought, look, it's not often that both our teams play each other. And so there needs to be some sort of a wager. We have a season long JV Show football bet going on, some win, you know, the season totals, the win totals. But we need one bet, you know, because these two teams are going to square off on the field. And I threw out a couple ideas yesterday for what a wager was and just scoffed at all of them. Now, right now, I checked the updated betting odds on this game. The 49ers are only 2.5-point favorites. So Vegas is thinking this is going to be a very close game. These teams pretty evenly matched. And again, the Giants playing at home, the site of their only wins this season. They play much better at home. They've lost all their road games. So Niners, Giants,
Jess, yesterday, you scoffed at every bet that was thrown out there, and most of them were not, you know, very bad for the loser. Are you ready today to accept an actual bet? Because, like, what I'm proposing, I'm just going to lay it out, and then you can say, you can shoot it down or not. I'll give you the shotgun. Losing person has to wear a jersey from the other team. So, for example, if the Niners lost, then I would have to wear a New York Giants jersey on Monday. And somebody had mentioned, somebody had left a talk back, and I thought it was a great idea. They said, you guys were talking recently about those Bean Boozled jelly beans that taste like puke and boogers and all the awful stuff. Someone has to eat a whole thing of those throughout the show and just describe what they're eating, because the flavors of those are absolutely awful. That's a very simple...
Can I chime in?
Sure.
Although I know I'm not a part of this wager, I feel like that's not really that bad compared to like some of the other things that we've been forced to do, like shoeies.
Yeah, Selena and I took a shoeie one time.
Come on. Wait, but that was because Selena broke the thing that she had promised she was going to do. I didn't think it was, I just know the team, our team right now is so bad. But like,
is the punishment, and I'm using that term very loosely, is that bad? Like, why not just do it just for funsies?
Also,
you know?
And also, just to let people know, honestly, and if you're not a gambler, she's getting the points. So the Giants could still lose the game as long as they don't lose by three or more. They can still lose, and Jess would win the bet. So if the final score was Niners 21, Giants 20, she would win. And I would be eating puke jelly beans all morning.
Well, let's do it. But obviously, I know I'm setting myself up for failure. But maybe I'll get a miracle.
I don't know. I think it takes a miracle. The Giants are, or the Niners are starting a backup quarterback on the road. And their entire, all their top players are injured and out for the season.
You've at least won 5 games, Graham. We've won 2.
Both of them at home.
Wait, so Graham, if you do lose,
where
are you going to get a New York Giants jersey
from? I'm assuming that Jess can procure one from her man. He probably has a whole closet full of them, because that's what she's a Giants fan.
If you think you're
going to
fit into one of Jess's, I don't think it's going to work.
I'll squeeze on in.
I don't even know if you'll fit in one of his. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to agree to that part just because I don't want to make decisions for his closet again. I've done that before and it hasn't
Then you're going to have to bring me one of yours. I'm not going to go out and buy one.
Right. So then if I lose,
I'll bring you my Jerry Rice jersey. You can wear it.
Okay.
Shout
I feel
out to
like
the
that's
goat.
Not that bad.
This is not bad
There's
at all.
There's been so much worse.
Yeah, but
Jess is acting like the sky's falling over here, eating some jersey, jelly beans and wearing a jersey. This is the most tame bet that's ever been done on the JV show of all time.
I agreed.
Okay. She's so mad about it.
She's not mad. I'm just, I agreed. There you go.
Well, I can't wait. And that game is Sunday. When is kickoff, Graham?
10 a.m., I believe.
10 a.m. Ooh, I'll be asleep. relaxing in my bed probably. So I think I'm out, but I'll catch the highlights from you guys Monday probably. All right, next, you guys.
Oh, no.
You know when I get silent, it's bad. The Chug Wheel game.
The Chug Wheel.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the phone?
Hi, Selena. It's Ale from Richmond again.
Hi, Ale. Do not let us down, okay? We need you to not make us chug today.
Well, we'll see.
Dang it! I don't like the feeling I have in my gut right
energy.
Now.
Yeah, you feel that.
Well, thank you for being on. We are going to play the Chug Wheel game. We are going to give you a chug mug for playing along with us today. So here's how this works. We sent Jess out to the streets. She talked to a random stranger, asked that person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And if you could correctly guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. 4 points, you win. We're going to draw names. One of us is chugging. Graham, what's on the Chug Wheel today?
All right. Today's Chug Wheel is all Halloween themed. It's very spooky. We have a bunch of new items for this morning. We have pumpkin pie puree. Is that what it is that you brought? It's something in a can that Selena brought. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, some type of pumpkin pie filling. I'm assuming it's going to be too thick. Damn, pumpkin pie filling. You hella thick. Might have to mix that with something watery.
We'll shake it up with some water. We have a spooky dookie toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my toilet.
That is so gross.
Maybe a Tootsie Roll floating in there. We'll see.
This
morning's other featured item, pumpkin guts. I took this out of a pumpkin I carved last night. You know, all that stringy orange stuff and the seeds. And I added some water to that. And I had that in a jar. We have turmeric juice on the wheel. That's bright orange. So that fits in. We also have lactaid eggnog. Selena, explanation?
I just feel like after Halloween, we're officially kicking off the holidays. And why not with some eggnog and then lactaid for Chidi?
Oh, that's so nice.
That's right. Aww. Our very own Chidi.
Wait, she's manifesting you then.
Oh, Justin!
Chidi's lactose intolerant. We have the soup du jour, which of course is the soup of the day. This morning, the JV Show chef has brought us a butternut squash. Fall festive. Nice. And then we have the dealer's choice space. You land on that one and you can pick whatever you'd like to chug from the wheel.
Ew. All right. Are you ready, Alejandra?
Yes.
Let's find out who just talked to.
Misha, I'm from San Francisco.
Okay, I'm getting nervous, you guys. I'm getting nervous, but let's get right to it. Question number one. Listen carefully.
Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
All right, what do you think she said?
Valentina says it's a Christmas movie, so we'll go with Christmas.
It's a Halloween movie.
It's a Halloween movie.
I kind of disagree. I think it is more of a Christmas movie. I don't know. I just watched it the other day, and I still couldn't decide.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
You've never watched
I've
it.
I've never watched it.
I'm with you. I haven't watched it either.
You guys get on me all the time for not watching stuff. You've never seen Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas?
And I always mean to, and I never do.
It's a classic.
I'll add it to your list. Maybe today.
I'll add it to my list. Yeah, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Did you carve a pumpkin this month?
Alejandra, what do you think Misham said?
No.
All right, you got a point.
Wow, humbug. You guys don't have... Nobody's carved a pumpkin yet?
Let's go to the next question.
Is your Halloween costume this year funny, sexy, or scary?
Ooh, what do you think she said?
Funny.
All right, she's got two correct, one incorrect, and two more correct, and one of us is going to be spinning that chug wheel. Next question.
Cool or not, giving out non-candy items.
All right, what do you think she said, Alejandra? Cool or not giving out non-candy items on Halloween trick-or-treating?
Not cool.
At a home, not cool.
Okay, hold on. Are you psychic or something?
3-1. 3-1 right now. She only needs one more correct out of the remaining four questions.
God.
I'll just spin the wheel now.
Next question. Oh, you're volunteering?
No, for one of you.
All right, next question.
Other than spice, fill in the blank. Pumpkin, blank.
What do you think she said? Pumpkin.
Latte.
Pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie was the number one answer on the board from the people that we surveyed. We didn't. All right, two incorrect now. Let's go to the next question.
Aside from the San Francisco Giants, can you name one other sports team whose colors are predominantly black and orange?
Alejandra, do you think she could name another pro sports team whose colors are black and orange?
No.
Baltimore Orioles.
She got one. All right, you guys, it's all tied up at 3 apiece. We're going into the final two questions.
All right, here we go.
Would you spend the night in a haunted house for $10,000?
What do you think she said? $10,000.
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Around the room quickly. Haunted house. Just rumored to be like a haunted house or a haunted hotel room or something like that. $10,000. Would you sleep in there?
No.
Just one night, yeah.
One night, yeah.
Wow, no.
I'll stay awake all night and hang out with the ghosts. Like, no big deal. Play some poker or something. Yeah. All right, as it generally does on this silly game that we've invented here on the JV Show, it comes down to the final question. Alejandra, you get this one correct, and the wheel will be spun.
How are you spending Halloween? Giving out candy, going out, or staying home with the lights out?
What do you think she said?
Going out.
Staying home with the lights out.
A furious comeback.
How did we win?
And the JV Show team has prevailed this morning.
Oh my God. I don't even think this is real right now.
No. Ale, wow. I'm sorry. Not really. But you didn't win the chug wheel game. Sorry. But hey, you're getting a chuggy muggy.
Oh my God.
I kind of feel like most of the stuff on the chug wheel today is not that bad, though. Like, if there ever was a day for us to chug, I'd rather it be today than like next week.
Have you seen this jar of pumpkin guts?
Feel free to. No, I haven't seen that.
We should spin it.
This jar of pumpkin guts is not good.
That looks disgusting.
I think you should spin it. Oh, we can't have all these Halloween items and they don't realize their full potential.
Just keep it for next week.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Hey, Ale, thank you so much for playing. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your info, okay?
Can I get a quick shout out?
Yes.
So I have my daughter Valentina in the car with me and she's begging to give a shout out.
Oh, was that her shout out?
Hi.
There you are. How are you? What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
What are you dressing up for Halloween?
A witch.
Oh, a witch. I love it.
That's a great costume. Well, you have fun at school and tonight trick-or-treating, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on, you guys. We're going to get you that chug mug. That reminds me of a certain joke you told, Graham. Do you want to try it again next? And
yes,
because
you guys didn't get it. It's the most. Yeah, it's the best confusing. Halloween joke of all time.
We'll do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The scream I scrumped when y'all did not have to chug today. Oh, my God. Well, good for you. Happy Halloween, JV Show. Hope you guys have a great Friday.
And why do I feel like you don't really mean that?
Is scrumped like, the past tense of scream?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. That was good. I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of people bummed. A lot of talkbacks coming in this morning. People bummed that the Chug Wheel game was not won. Nobody here on the... and I'm a little disappointed, too, because there were a lot of good new Halloween featured items, particularly this jar of pumpkin guts that
ew,
I got sitting
in
front
of. Ew,
that's
so disgusting.
She threw that game. She threw that game with that last two questions, the $10,000 one especially. I can't even believe it. I'm very disappointed.
Unfortunately.
I'm happy about the outcome. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And she did not throw the game. Shout out to Misham. We met her. Justin and I were out on the street recording that audio yesterday. And she's a fan of the show, you guys. We randomly stopped her on the street. And she's like, oh, my God, I love you guys. So that was super cool meeting her. So shout out to her and appreciate her stopping to talk with us. Because most people say, beat it. No.
They don't even say anything. They just keep don't
walking.
Even look at you. Yeah,
that's what I would do humbling. If I saw you guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Graham, do you want to take another crack at this Halloween joke?
I do, and I feel like I've told this Halloween joke before, and so I thought for sure you guys would get it, and I don't understand how you're not getting it, but this is a joke that was passed down to me from my buddy Hollywood, who used to be on the old Doghouse show. Absolutely love Hollywood, and he said, this year I'm passing the torch. You can tell this joke, and I was delighted because it's the greatest Halloween joke that has ever existed, and I told it earlier and just got absolute crickets from you guys. Not even laugh, because I'm not sure you guys are, maybe you're not getting it, so I'm going to tell it one more time.
Okay.
And see if you guys can.
I'm locked in.
Maybe understand it this time. Why don't witches wear panties?
Wow. Right, they're commando. Okay, no. Okay, witches.
To
okay.
get a better grip on the broom. Grip on the broom.
Graham, I'm sorry, but I'm still stumped. Don't get it. Can you maybe?
It's the greatest joke of all time.
Can you maybe draw like a diagram for me or something? Maybe?
I don't. What's not to get?
I just don't. It's not
a better grip on the broom.
Clicking,
so you guys
don't get it.
I'm gonna have to wait all the way till next year now to see if you guys get it then. Because I tell this joke,
draw
I feel like I've told it before, and you guys don't get it.
All right, government and law enforcement officials advising parents to be extra vigilant when they are checking their kids' candy after trick or treating. They're saying it's becoming harder and harder to spot counterfeit candy, you know, the kind that's like not actual candy, it's like THC infused or
I love that stuff.
In some cases the ones that got like the mushrooms in there.
Sure, yeah, I'll try that too.
So this police department in
grip on the broom.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Don't get it. You guys aren't kidding. Get a better grip on the broom. Oh, I hate you guys.
I'm going to need you to explain that to me.
Never mind. Maybe. I can't.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, next year.
But this police department, I think in Minnesota or something like that.
Minnesota?
They had raided a house and they found a stash of candy. And they didn't know at the time that it was like, you know, the kind that had drugs in it and stuff. But because it looks like the real thing. It looks like real packaging. So not that they think that stash was intended to be handed out to trick-or-treaters, but they're just saying, parents, you never know. So be on the lookout. Stay vigilant, people. Stay vigilant.
If you see a about 6 foot tall, maybe 6 foot two, 6 foot three guy dressed as Katy Perry tonight in a blue astronaut outfit, could you please pass me out some of that candy?
Here's what I don't
I'll
get.
I'll take it.
I appreciate the warning. You know, I guess, you know, you never know. But like me, someone struggling in this economy, let's say I go out and buy all these chocolates that have, you know, whatever in them. It's expensive. Why am I just going to hand them out for free
literally,
to like all these little kids? Like
you're, and to answer that, you're not. I think the biggest fear is what we've seen, read some stories about in the past, is that you know, Nana's at your house and she's like, "Oh, trick or treaters are here. Let me grab something," and accidentally grabs the THC candies off the counter and then drops them into
accidental.
Little Timmy's Halloween pumpkin bucket, and then he goes home and has an awesome time.
Bro,
okay.
no.
I'm kidding, but that's probably the fear, is that people it gets mixed up with the candy they pass out, because that stuff's expensive. There's no way they're just like,
what's the point of that?
I'm going to do that. But I think the mix-ups have happened. And so be careful. Look out for that. You don't want to accidentally give away your good stuff.
Now, do you guys plan on once you're done with all the trick-or-treating, letting your kids have full access to it, limited access? What's your protocol?
Not full access. Like, you can have a couple pieces. Oh, now.
Well, night one's full access for a limited amount of time. You can't stay up eating that candy, but have at it. You've earned it. You've gone out there and gone trick-or-treating. Go for it. And then after that, the access becomes more limited until about July, when we still have some.
And
we end up throwing it out. Eventually they start forgetting about it, and then it starts to go, and then you chuck it. I've brought this up before, but we have close friends that when their kids go out trick-or-treating, they come back for the night, they only get to pick out 10 of their favorite candies, and then the rest go back out on the front porch for the, people that are still out trick-or-treating.
See, that's cruel.
I say that because I was like, I can never imagine that. I loved going through all the Halloween candy that I used to get when I was a kid, and it was such a joy. But I also understand it when my kids are screaming at me about getting some more sugar, a couple weeks from now, and they just want more and more, and you're like, oh, this is probably not a good idea. I understand it then, but I feel bad for them.
And you know what? A pediatric dietitian actually recommends, let your kids have a free-for-all Halloween night, possibly even the next day, so that they don't feel like it's kind of like a little rare treasure that they are craving and that they want, if you kind of keep the candy away from them.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Sorry. I have to hide it.
Selena, let them have a free-for-all Halloween night. Myself. And then after Halloween night, then you start to kind of keep it to a couple pieces a day.
Yeah, and the next day, they really want to see what they got. So you got to let... Selena, you let them have a free-for-all that day, right?
The next day?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No free-for-all at all.
I mean, they're also... I mean, last Halloween, they're also 2 and 4, so I'm not just, like, loading them up with candy.
That makes sense.
Maybe when they're a little bit older, that changes. Graham, your kids are a bit older than mine.
Yeah, 6 and 8. This is prime time for them just to go nuts. Yeah. Go for it.
Even then, though, I would probably limit it to just a few pieces.
I think, actually, you should keep limiting it so you could bring us have left of candy. So,
And talk also, about the hypocrisy as you're hammering down, like, your 14th Almond Joy. Sorry, kids, you could only have one or two.
But a lot of times, they don't even like most of the stuff they get.
Really?
They get those 100 grand bars. Nobody eats those.
Those are my favorite. If you get those,
I
love them.
Are you serious?
Who doesn't like 100 grand bars? Just caramel and chocolate. Mm. It's delicious. And little rice crunchy things.
Maybe it's the wrapper.
I don't like the packaging. Yeah. It just doesn't look very appealing.
Don't try one, because I don't want you to start liking them. You like Almond Joys. You're a psychopath.
Yeah, and Whoppers. Bring me the Whoppers.
Bring me the 100 grand. Whoppers. Whoppers are for 80-year-olds. Like, no thanks. Are you kidding
me?
That's like candy from the Great Depression. No thanks. 100 grand bars, bring them my way. Those are good.
I like the dots, too. Those are good.
Oh, no. I don't do that.
Well, bring me some, please.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I am with everybody already saying that Demi Lovato won Halloween. If you haven't seen this yet, the costume she did this week, go to JV Morning Show. It's right there on our Instagram story. Now, the OG Demi fans know who Poot Lovato is. If you don't know, there's this picture of Demi that went viral.
I had to be educated on the Poot. I had no idea.
Isn't it so funny, though? So this picture went viral of Demi back in 2015, and everyone just loved it because it is like the most unflattering, overexposed, like it's so bright, she looks bald picture. And everybody started saying, like, they made up like a background story, the fans did, and they said that was Demi Lovato's long lost twin, Poot, who's been locked in a basement her entire life. And so Demi, the real one, dressed up as Poot Lovato.
Oh my gosh.
For Halloween.
All that from a bad picture. How crazy.
Yes. It's so good. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story if you want to check that out. You guys, MTV pulling the plug on Ridiculousness.
Oh, thank God.
Take a moment and try to hold back your jubilation.
Ending one of the longest running series in MTV history. So cast and crew were informed.
That thing was still going?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In 2025, they were still putting out new episodes?
Yeah.
Well, what in the 20 years too late? Jeez.
They were informed this week that the current season will be their last. They are still going to air like reruns of previous seasons like that, but
like every hour on nonstop, like they already were doing.
But I guess the company is trying to like just rework things to reimagine what MTV would look like in the future. So they're going to be exploring different, you know, shows and series and different formats, and just a big refresher is what they're doing. So say your goodbyes to Ridiculousness running for more than 30 seasons.
They did over 900
episodes. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's actually remarkable that like they were able to maintain a budget to continue to do that show, because that's a lot of episodes. And I don't think most people know what channel MTV is even on.
I have no idea how to find it. I have no idea.
Exactly.
However, this is a little sad for me. Remember, me and my husband, we got one of our videos aired on Ridiculousness.
That's right.
Aww. That was our big break. It didn't lead to anything, but... Yeah.
What have you done with that newfound fame that you achieved back then?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Did you at least save that episode somewhere?
Cloud? Download it, record it on your DVR.
Screenshot it on your phone or something.
Oh. No. Oh. So, like, I might have it recorded on my phone.
I might memorialize it.
Anyways, say your goodbyes, Ridiculousness. Aww. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Grammy, what do you have?
More sad music.
Oh no. Today is so sad.
Take a moment and say your goodbyes to Kit Kat, the cat.
No.
He or she, I'm not sure, was struck and killed on Monday here in San Francisco by an autonomous Waymo car. Now, look, bystanders in the neighborhood say that they saw it, and the Waymo car made no attempt to even slow down. I guess these things are driving more and more like humans every day. Kidding. There's a memorial up for Kit Kat on 16th Street in front of the little bodega, Randa's Market, that he either frequented or lived at. I'm not quite sure, but he was a beloved neighborhood cat. Everybody knew this cat in the neighborhood. And again, the Waymo just ran him right over. Spokesperson for Waymo said one of their cars was stopped to pick up passengers, and Kit Kat darted under the car as it was pulling away. So we have some sort of conflicting accounts of what exactly happened. Waymo says they're going to make a donation to an animal rights group in Kit Kat's honor, but I don't think that's enough for a lot of the residents.
Can Kit Kat's owners or family like sue or anything?
I don't know, and I don't know if Kit Kat had owner, if Kit Kat was just sort of like a neighborhood street cat or not. I don't know that Kit Kat like had owners or whatever, but I think a lot of people in that neighborhood are so upset. Again, this memorial has only grown over this past week honoring Kit Kat, but I think they want justice. I think they want some sort of, because Waymo can't just
be
on here doing
this
without any repercussions or anything like that. And it is interesting to think about, because here's a new, as we roll out more autonomous cars, and Uber announced they're going to start testing their fleet in San Francisco, and of course they want to go all autonomous at some point. I'm sure these cars have some programming, but how do they deal with situations like this? I'm sure their sensors are supposed to go and stop the car, but people are saying this Waymo didn't slow down, took Kit Kat out.
So for the most part, they're good at like avoiding humans, but Waymo's is out here just running over cats and squirrels and deers and
just taking out animals,
everything else. Oh, that's so sad.
So
rest in peace.
I rode in a couple Waymos this past weekend. We had done it before, but I hadn't ridden one in a while. And I mean, we went out to, you know, for a friend's birthday over sort of in the Marina District of San Francisco. Holy cow, there's a lot of Waymos. I mean, I thought we just saw so many down here by where our radio station is, which is South Market, because they have a big parking lot right here near our building.
They live right here.
Where they park like 300 of them. So I thought we saw a lot of them. No, they're everywhere. And there's just so many of them. We rode in one. And look, we were pretty drunk. And on the way back, when we were going back to our hotel, we were just had the music blaring in there so loud, and everyone was out of control, being very rowdy in that ride. I'm pretty sure a live person hopped on the thing to scold us.
Are you serious?
But we couldn't hear them because
my God,
the music was so loud. And it was a pretty rowdy ride.
Oh, but I didn't know they could do that.
No driver there to scold us. But I think somebody came in over the little microphone thing to yell at us. But like, sorry, bro. Sorry.
That is awesome.
So they're watching at all times?
I think they have. I think there's some sort of monitoring system where they usually, it's like if your thing encounters trouble or whatever, then they patch in and tell you what to do or help you.
That makes more sense. But I don't want them spying on
you. I think
you.
Our car was like, I need help. These drunk idiots are just beating the car to shreds.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I have to bounce out, you guys.
What?
It is my son. You guys know it's his first year in school. He's in TK.
You have a son?
Yes. Yes, my little Anderson. He's the Blue Power Ranger today, and he's having his very first ever Halloween parade at school. So I have to leave like right now to be able to catch it in time.
Is this ringing any bells for the rest of us here on the show? I don't remember her getting this approved by corporate and/or I don't even. You have a son?
Yes.
Since Graham. When? I don't remember any of this. I'm kidding. Have fun. So, that's going to be so cute and have a great time. You guys are all going out trick-or-treating as the Power Rangers, right?
Yep, we are.
Do you want to shout out the neighborhood that you're going to be in so people can look out for you?
We're going to just leave that. Nope.
Look out for a yellow ranger that can't get zipped in the back. That's the one thing.
All right, guys. Thank you for covering. Bye.
All right. Happy Halloween. Selena, before we get back to Chidi's tweets, a talk back.
Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Raquel from Vacaville, and I cannot stop laughing at Graham's witch joke. I'm sitting at my desk cracking up out loud by myself, and I'm trying to remember all the knock-knock jokes. I already told the one about the yodeling, but have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Be safe. Love you guys.
All right, we're not going to. It is National Knock Knock Joke Day, right, in addition to being Halloween. We're not going to go back and retell the knock knock jokes, nor am I going to go back and retell the world's greatest Halloween joke because I told it here. Go back and podcast our show. It's easy to find. You just on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast, just type in the JV show and it'll bring it up. And it'll be posted a little later after the show this morning. I told the greatest Halloween joke of all time, and I told it twice. And these ladies up here are clueless. They don't get it. So go back, listen to the joke. But it is the greatest Halloween joke of all time. And shout out to one of my best friends, Hollywood, who used to be on the Doghouse Show here in the morning. This is his joke, but he texted me last night and officially passed the torch and said, I could be the one to tell this joke going forward. So go back and podcast our show and set us as a preset while you're there on the iHeartRadio app. You can set presets now and have all your favorite shows, which is the JV Show and the JV Show podcast, and then our Wild Thoughts podcast. Those can be your three presets. That is, of course, if you'd like us to have a job for the rest of the year.
Right.
All right, now back to what something we like to do on Fridays, which is Chidi's tweets. Chidi is one of the few people still remaining on Twitter. I'm on there as well, Chidi. Yeah. They call it X now, which is stupid. And Chidi does some tweets, and I like to do a dramatic reading on Fridays of some of her tweets. Fine. I'll watch Queen Charlotte again. What the hell is Queen Charlotte?
Oh my gosh, you don't remember my Bridgerton era when I was just loving Bridgerton? So it's like the one before Bridgerton. Like, it goes back to like the when Queen Charlotte.
Like a backstory.
And,
it's a prequel.
Ooh. Yes.
To Bridgerton?
Yes. It's so good.
I'm so glad my wife isn't listening right now because this sounds like some garbage she would make me try to watch.
I would definitely DM her.
Wait, Graham, did you ever watch Bridgerton?
I've seen a fair amount of Bridgerton. My wife went through a bit of a Bridgerton era, and you know I'm the greatest TV watching husband of all time. Yeah. Whatever my wife picks to watch, I don't ever debate it. I just sit there and watch it. And then I I end up liking it and getting fully vested. Bridgerton never fully.
It didn't reel you in?
It never, those Real Housewives shows and other things she makes me watch. I don't know. I get it. I get wrapped up in the drama of those. Bridgerton didn't ever fully get me. So
Well, maybe Queen Charlotte will.
No, Chidi. No.
It's a good show.
Wait, so you actually will rewatch all of it?
Yes, I already watched it like 3 times. Oh, my God. I would watch it again.
You've watched
Queen Charlotte 3 times.
3 times.
Yeah.
And it's a whole season or multiple seasons?
It's a whole season, but there's only like 6 episodes.
Oh, okay. So that's not that bad. Yeah, it's not that bad.
There's so much content out there that you should never be rewatching a series that really ain't that great.
It's really good. What are you talking about?
Is Bridgerton done asking?
No, there is another season coming out soon, and I'm excited for that one.
Damn it. I should have known. Also, plan to tweet something, and then I forgot. So, that's that.
You guys.
Why do you feel the need to tweet that you forgot about the tweet? It's just that don't tweet at all.
I opened up my Twitter. Like, okay, so what happened was I was driving, and I was like, oh, that would have been a good tweet. And then I got home, and I was like, okay, I'm going to tweet it. And then I was like, oh, wait, I don't know what I was going to tweet, and I needed to tweet. So, I tweeted that. I forgot my tweet.
I feel you there.
Yeah, did you ever remember?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was.
She does not recall what it was. I do that all the time, Chidi, because I'm like, oh, we need to talk about this. Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't believe we haven't talked about this week. And if I don't write it down then and there,
it's gone.
She gone.
Exactly.
I come up with some great ideas, too, in the middle of the night. Like, I'll remember that in the morning. Nope. I need to keep a pen and paper there on the nightstand.
And that's why I tweet so much, just because whatever happens in my mind, I just tweet it.
That's like your, and yeah, just your stream of,
yeah,
get your it diary. Out, stream of thoughts.
Exactly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.